If you're not from Oklahoma, you might not know what you're looking at in this picture. It's a tornado siren, which is used most often in spring and early summer to warn people that they need to seek shelter. It doesn't mean that you're going to die or that your house will get destroyed, but it usually means that a tornado has been spotted somewhere in the area, or conditions are highly likely for a tornado to form. It's basically a way of telling everyone who can hear it, get to a safe place now. This one's a few blocks from our house, and you see ones like it all over the Midwest. And this one, this particular one, I shot this when I was out on a walk with my wife and my kids. I brought my D7100 and my 50mm lens with me. And right now you're probably thinking, whoa, what about the old D200 that you always talk about so much? Well, I had plenty of light, and it's usually my go-to camera when shooting with my 50. But the D7100 is equipped with a little screw attachment on the bottom for my Black Rapid Curve camera strap, which is way nicer than the traditional camera strap if you're out walking around. I have on my D200, unfortunately, just the usual strap that comes with your camera. It attaches to both sides. You can hang it around your neck, and it's fine, but it's not that great. Well, this Black Rapid strap is awesome, and if you are looking for a relatively inexpensive way to make your photography... Now, it won't make your photos better, but it'll help you get out and take more photos. I would highly recommend the Black Rapid Curve. It's linked to on the blog, and give it a shot. Anyway, I was out. We were out on a walk, and I had my D7100 with me, and we walked past this siren as we often do, and I thought, hey, that might make a cool picture. And I took note of the siren and its surroundings and a couple other things, and then we just kept on walking because I wanted to get a shot on the way back. The framing wasn't quite right from one side of this, so I wanted to wait till we were on the other side of it. And I really wanted to convey a sense of how tall this thing is and how strange it is to see in a neighborhood if you're not used to it. This photo here then became all about the distance. If I stood too far away, you wouldn't see much of the siren. You would just see a lot of the neighborhood itself, and then you would also see this siren thing. But too close, and you wouldn't have any context for the siren. You would see the siren by itself with nothing else, and it would look like just a strange shape sitting there in the middle of the photo. This shot, however, does everything I want. It's simple. It's got three elements: the siren, the tree, and the sky. And the tree gives a sense of context. It helps you understand the size of this thing, even if you've never seen one up close. So you see the tree on the left, and it may be like a massively tall tree. It may be a shorter tree, but it's a tree. And everybody knows that trees are generally pretty tall. And you see this thing next to it. And even if you don't know what it is or what's going on, you at least have a sense that this siren thing or this shape, whatever it might be, if you've never seen one, is kind of tall, like a tree is kind of tall. And yes, you could say, well, what if it's a really short tree? Yeah, well, those typically aren't nice and full like this one is. So hopefully by looking at this photo, it gives you a sense of the size and the scope of what you're looking at here. Also, the nice blue sky with just a wisp of cloud in the background, it adds a nice contrasting element with the green of the tree and the white of the siren. And as a bonus, the evening light gives a really cool sense of light and shadow to the whole thing. And evening is often when tornadoes would happen anyway. I also like how the siren is not perfectly straight up and down, and that was an intentional choice by me. It feels, because it's my camera was tilted just slightly, it feels like this siren is tipping its head back, almost scanning the horizon for danger. I don't know if it actually comes across that way, but that's how it appears to me, and so hope it works out for you. I did actually take photos far away, medium like this, and then close up, and this particular one was the one I liked the best. And the lesson here is take that camera with you. You can't get any shots if it's on your shelf. And even if you don't intend on like taking photos per se, you're not going to get any photos if you don't have that camera with you. And if there's a barrier there between carrying it or not, maybe it's too heavy or maybe your battery died or something, find a way to solve that problem, because you'll never grow as a photographer if you're not taking pictures. Also, as a bonus tip, get a Black Rapid Curve. There's a link to it on the blog. It's made a big difference for me when deciding if I should take my camera out or not. So I recommend that. It gets the weekly 50 seal of approval.